hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we're going to continue on with our plethora of interviews on today's special broadcast. Clay from Explorer Ventures is on the line, and we're going to talk a little bit about liveaboard diving. How you doing, Clay?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today, Greg?
I'm doing just dandy. Now, you know, we got a great trip coming up in September, the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise on September 6th. I believe there's a couple spots left on our wild dolphin itinerary. We plan to cruise with you guys out there in the Bahamas. And, man, I can't wait. Have you done the wild dolphin thing yourself, Clay?
You know, this is the first time we're going to do this. We've got Gene Flipsy from Conscious Breath Adventures on board, and he's going to be, you know, guiding us through the procedures and what there is about what there is that everybody needs to know about, you know, going swimming with dolphins. He does the humpbacks on the Silver Bank as well, and has you know, something like 10 or 15 years worth of experience in dolphin encounters in the Bahamas. So we're in good company, and I'm looking forward to something new.
Yeah, well, it's going to be quite an adventure. I've done little hit and miss type of things with wild dolphins in the past, where we just kind of stumbled across a pod over in the Bahamas and got to do a dive or snorkel with them, but never spent a whole week trying to interact with the dolphins. And I know that's on the agenda for that trip we're doing in September. And we're going to conduct our own little Scuba Radio experiment with the Scuba Radio mermaids and see how the dolphins react to them. That ought to be worth the price of admission right there, don't you think?
You are going to get video of this, right?
Of course I am. You kidding me?
All right. You know, I mean, your videos on your website are excellent. So,
well, thank you.
I look forward to some good stuff.
Yeah, only because the mermaids are in them and I'm not. I'm the one filming the stuff.
I was being polite.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to it. You know, we've had the mermaids in with great white sharks. We've done some stuff with them and you know, Caribbean reef sharks and things like that, and have got some interesting footage of one of our mermaids in a grouper or a groper, as it ended up being in the Turks and Caicos. But, you know, I'm really interested to see how the wild dolphins react to the mermaids. I mean, you really do have to kind of follow a particular protocol as far as getting close to them, because I know I was talking to Gene a few weeks ago on the show, who's going to be our, well, you know, our dolphin wrangler or dolphin expert on how to interact with these animals. He said it's not so much the regulator bubbles, but just being able to get in there at the right time when the dolphins are ready to interact, because you're on their terms, right?
Yeah, basically. I think you've got to pique their interest and you know, get them as, you know, as curious about what's going on with you as you are with them.
Well, and I figure, you know, the Scuba Radio mermaids definitely pique the interest of the divers in the water. And so maybe the dolphins will be the same. They're supposedly the most sexual mammals in the water, in the world or something. Have you heard that?
I have heard that. I don't luckily know from personal experience, but I have heard that.
Well, if we get video, we'll be able to sell it for $9.95 on the website. Might be our first premium service we offer here at Scuba Radio. No telling. But yeah, that is going on September 6th. Of course, you can call Explore Ventures or go to exploreventures.com and join us for September 6th. But you got like 3 or 4 weeks of dolphin encounters on the CX-1, right?
Yeah, well, actually, we're going to be up there for a couple of months. But, you know, and we're doing, you know, it'll be combination diving and dolphin encounters with, generally 3 scheduled dives a day, and then, you know, perhaps the afternoon available to interact with a dolphin. So it'll be a combination trip. But we're leaving from Great Exuma down in Georgetown at the our dock at the Four Seasons there, going up north at Freeport, and that trip leaves August 16th. We've still got some space available on that, and that'll be a, you know, a once in a lifetime type of trip going up the Exuma chain all the way up to Freeport. Will be absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, now that is you literally are going up to Freeport, so it's kind of an exploratory trip, or do they have some sites that you already have scheduled to stop off on, or what's the plan there exactly?
Well, we've got a bunch of sites that we know about, and we've got a bunch of sites that we're looking forward to finding, so it'll be interesting.
I got it. So the captain may have some GPS coordinates from some friends and say, hey, check out this site, and they'll kind of stop along the way, huh?
Exactly.
So you never know. Maybe they'll find like a Spanish galleon and make millions, and you'll be on the boat and get a gold doubloon, the whole thing.
I think I've heard of so many wrecks there with, you know, gold just stuffed in their holds that went down, you know, a couple hundred years ago. I'm sure we're going to find one of those.
Of course, why
yeah,
not?
Definitely.
Yeah, you know, it is. That's one of the cool things about diving in general is just that adventure factor. And when you're going on a trip where you're literally going to places where they don't typically even go for the live aboard, that's pretty cool. It's pretty exciting.
Yep, exactly. And there's a lot of areas. I mean, the Bahamas is a big, big place, and a lot of people have dived the Bahamas, gone to, you know, Nassau or Freeport or various other areas. They don't realize how big the Bahamas is and how many islands it encompasses, most of which are uninhabited. And you know, if you fly over the area or take a cruise through the area, it's unbelievable what you see. It's so close to home here.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. It's so close, and you can feel so far away when you're out there in the middle of nowhere in some of these islands. And it's very diverse, too. That's what I love about it, because you can go to a place like the Exumas and then go to Nassau and Freeport, which is a little bit more developed, and the diving will be totally different. But, each island has its cool critters and reformations and things like that. So it definitely makes it for an exciting adventure. Let's talk about some of the other trips you have. You were telling me before we went on the air today that, of course, we're going to Australia in November, and I'm really looking forward to that. There's still spots available on that trip, or do you know?
Yeah, there are still some spots available on that trip. I think there's we got space left for maybe four or six more people, something in that ballpark. But that's another, one of those once-in-a-lifetime type of itineraries. There's several liveaboards that run out of Cairns and do liveaboard dive trips throughout the Ribbon Reefs out to Osprey Reef and up to Lizard Island in that area, which is our normal itinerary. But then once a year we take the boat and we go from Cairns up to Lockhart River, which is a couple hundred miles farther north. We fly people up there. It's about an hour and 45-minute flight to get up to Lockhart River. Board the people there and go out and dive some of the far northern reefs just south of Papua New Guinea. We are the only boat that goes up there on a regular schedule. There's one other boat that gets up there once in a while, but the chances are you're going to be diving in areas that see a diver maybe once a year, or probably don't see a diver ever.
Well, you got to love that. And why do you do that? Is that just because you can? Or
there's got to be some perks to the job. And setting up something like that, dealing with all the logistics, we've got to freight the food up. We've got, barge that takes fuel up there. We've got, all sorts of stuff that goes on in the background to make the trips go off without a hitch. And it's just one of those things that's worth doing, because it's just an incredible experience for everybody involved.
I would imagine the crew and captain enjoy doing that itinerary, too, because it'll be fresh to them, right?
They love it. They love it.
Well, I can't wait. That'll be in November. I believe it's November 6th is the trip we're going on. I could be mistaken, but I think it's, the 8th. I think it's the 8th.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so we're doing that, and that's the Australia live aboard with Explorer Ventures. It's another exploratory trip. You know, those are definitely kind of trips that, pique my interest for sure.
Oh, now, they're just a lot of fun. You're not, a lot of boats around the world sort of run on rails between different dive sites and do the same thing week out and week in, week out. And it's just nice to do something, something a little bit different. Never quite know what's around the next corner.
Exactly. That definitely adds a whole nother level of excitement to the adventure for sure.
Yep.
Now, the other boat that you guys run out of the Galapagos, that's definitely on my list. That'll be the last boat on my list with the Explorer Ventures crew that I haven't done yet. But, man, I keep hearing great reports from the diving in that part of the world. And you were telling me there could be some last-minute spots that have opened up for, what, September?
Yeah, we had some people that had to reschedule their vacations for later, so we've got some space on, I think we've got two spaces on August 25th, and then we've got some spaces left on September 1st and September 8th, and that's right in the middle of prime whale shark season. There's all this year in 2008, there have only been four boats permitted to access Darwin and Wolf Islands, which is the mecca of diving in this part of the world. And we still got some space left. It's the only space left to get up to Darwin and Wolf this year.
Yeah, and usually this stuff is sold out like a year in advance. So to have some spots open up at the last minute is pretty rare, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, a year ago we were sold out. So.
Yeah. I can't even get on the boat. And, you know, I work with these guys. It's scary. But, you know.
We try to keep you honest. I mean, you got to sit in the studio and work for a living occasionally.
Says you.
I'll try not to spray.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but yeah, it's truly spectacular. You know, that is one of the sites you hear divers talk about that have been to that part of the world, Darwin and Wolf, and these rock formations that come out of nowhere, or these pinnacle-type formations. What is it? Just the critters in the remote area that bring so much marine life to that part of the world, or what?
Basically, it's a confluence of a couple different ocean currents that... And the remoteness of the area. It's about 600 miles off the coast of Ecuador, and these islands are about 140 or so miles north of the Central Archipelago in the Galapagos. So they're real remote. If you like star viewing, it's one of those great places in the world to view great stars. But the marine life is just unbelievable. The whale sharks come in for 4 or 5 months out of the year. September being the peak of the whale shark season. So you people commonly see, 10 or 15 on a given day. And, a lot of the other big pelagics, silky sharks, all sorts of stuff will come in. We've got sea lions up there, obviously. It's just an amazing experience. It's one of the greatest adventures that a diver can have up there. It's not easy diving. It's there's a lot of current. It's fairly cold water, but I've never heard anybody say it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, well, I've heard the same exact thing. And, you bring up the stargazing, and you can get that experience pretty much on any of the Explorer Venture liveaboard boats. And that really is one of the coolest things of being on a liveaboard boat. Let's face it, after the day of diving, kicking back there with a rum and coke or whatever your beverage of choice, and sitting on the bow of one of those Explorer Venture boats with a starlit night is pretty spectacular. You never get bored with that, do you?
No, you never do. I remember years ago when I used to run Caribbean Explorer 1, which is the northeastern Caribbean, going between islands at night and listening to, CSN Southern Cross blasted through the stereo. It was,
That's good times.
Great experiences.
Absolutely. Yeah, exploreventures.com. Check it out on the web. Book the liveaboard of your choice, and trust me, you'll thank me later. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. Meetings I never attend. All I need is blue. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
Yes, and we are the official show for all scuba-holics around the world. There's a website, scubaboard.com, which is a place they tend to hang as well. We have Howard on from Scuba Board right now. How you doing, Howard?
I'm doing good. How are you, Dive Master Craig?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing all right. Now, Scuba Board, you know, we haven't talked to Pete lately, so I thought, hey, you know what? Let's call up Howard. He's like Pete's right-hand man, or should I say he's your right-hand man? I don't know. You guys run this major online network for scuba divers at scubaboard.com, and a lot of people tend to hang out there and discuss their favorite pastime. Right, Howard?
Oh, absolutely. We actually recently cracked the 100,000 mark for membership, which is, I think, a huge milestone for us. And, you know, great thing for the community to see all these divers getting together in one place, which is Scuba Board.
Absolutely. And sometimes they have a tendency to get together. I know you guys just finished one of those big parties down in the Keys as you invaded the Keys a couple weeks ago. How did that go, Howard?
Oh, that went great. We had close to 100 divers. And we had a big party on Saturday night. We had over 150 people at that. But we took over four dive operations. One of them I know is you're a big fan of Captain Slate.
Oh, yeah.
And we used Captain Slate's boat, and we used Conch Republic and Blue Water Divers. And we just basically took over down there and had 3.5 days of awesome diving. The water was beautiful and clear and nice and warm.
Good. You can't beat that. Actually, the conditions in Florida in particular over the last month or two have been actually spectacular. I mean, as we've been discussing on today's show, the month of September, great month to dive in the state of Florida. We're still in August, obviously, but it's hot, but the waters are calm, clear, and good for those divers a little prone to the whole seasickness issue, which is yours truly. Now, that was right before mini season, lobster season opened up. Did you guys see many lobsters when you were down there in the Keys or what?
I saw a few. Actually, we were in, I didn't get to dive that much because my wife and I pretty much ran all the behind-the-scenes event planning to keep all these organized events happening.
Right.
But I did get in the water up in Boynton Beach shortly thereafter, and I saw a ton of lobsters. I mean, man, I could have caught limit on one dive. It were just all over the place, and I was like, they know it's the week before mini season.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they were taunting you, weren't they?
Oh, they were. They were doing the little lobster dance and, yeah, you know, like laughing at me.
Gosh, I've seen that so many times before. It's just disgusting. But I don't know. This week we're going to go down there and see what kind of trouble we can stir up, and hopefully we can snag a few of those bugs and bring them down and bring them back and eat them. That is the plan. So you guys had your little invasion of the Keys, and what other events do you have on the scubaboard.com docket?
We've got we always have a lot of smaller get-togethers. A couple of the big ones, Southern California, we've been having quite a few events going on. And just 2 weeks ago, actually, on one day in both Florida and California, we had almost 200 scuba boarders diving together on two different coasts. Although, well, they were on the west coast of Florida, so I guess it was the west coast and the west coast. But we did a Venice dive and a SoCal dive in Ventura, California. And both were just fantastic. People had a great time. The next big event that we're kind of looking forward to is the Vortoberfest, which is at Vortex Springs in early October. And we're anticipating over 100 people, 100 scuba boarders to show up at that.
Vortoberfest.
Yeah, this is actually the fourth annual Vortoberfest.
Really? So,
yeah.
And that's Central Florida or where, right?
Vortex is actually, it's in Ponce de Leon, which is way out in the tip of the panhandle.
Okay.
So it kind of drives from people in lower Alabama and Georgia and Mississippi and Florida. So it's really a kind of centrally located for a lot of the, you know, the Dixie divers.
Up in that neck of the woods. All right,
exactly.
That sounds cool. Vortoberfest. Check out things like that and more right there at scubaboard.com. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Don't go anywhere.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
When you were little, all you needed to have fun was a sunny day, a boat, and some water. For three generations, Boat US has worked to maintain this carefree lifestyle by providing time and money-saving services for millions of boaters, including low-cost boat insurance, towing on and off the water, discounts on fuel and equipment, and so much more. Boat US keeps boating safe, simple, and affordable, so your family can still enjoy a sunny day on the water. Visit BoatUS.com.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, better known as Greg the Lobster Slayer. Sometimes I've been called Liquor Boy when it comes to hanging out with my good buddy Jeff Turode, sometimes known as Captain Cocktail, and he's on the line right now. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, buddy. Just getting ready for lobster season. It's kicking into full gear this week. How things going down there in Pompano Beach this week?
There's not much butter left at Winn-Dixie and Publix.
Yeah, there's been a run on butter, has there?
Butter and crab boil. You can't get it in the county.
Yeah, people think, you know, it's bottled water and batteries that you got to worry about for hurricane season. No, during lobster season, it's butter, absolutely.
Butter and crab boil, that's right, man. Yeah, they're all think it's the season is kind of starting off a little slow, but it'll pick up as weeks go on. A lot of people participating this year because the weather's been really calm and the water's been clear and obviously warm. So a lot of people getting out trying their luck, some doing well, some not doing so well. Just depends, you know, whether you know where your honey hole is.
Yeah, you got to know where to find them, and then you got to be at one with the lobster. And I know how to do this. You've seen me in action before. And,
yeah, I don't know if anybody's ever seen Ralph Macchio on the what is that
the
dragon
Karate Kid
thing he does?
The
yeah.
Karate Kid, wax on, wax off.
Yeah, that's the lobster thing that you do, right?
It's a Zen-like type of technique I picked up from Manny Puig, and he told me you have to be the lobster. You have to calm your heartbeat, and you've seen me do this, and you've seen me communicate with these lobsters almost telepathically. It's a magical experience to watch, isn't it?
They start marching.
That's right. The other way. No. Yeah. I wish. I want to see a march. I have not seen a march yet, but you got to wait for right before a big storm or right after a big storm to see a march, right?
Well, some of people say that's a theory, but I don't necessarily subscribe to that. I mean, they tend to do it whenever they want to do it.
Yeah, that's right. They're marching now. I feel it because I'm coming down there, and they're going to march right into my catch bag. That's how. That's.
That's the only way you'll get him.
Listen to him. He knows. Back me up, Captain Cocktail. Come on now.
Yeah, he's pretty good with the tickle stick.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm through with standing on land and seas I never get in. It's like I got on my mask, but I'm missing a fin. I'll get a 3-mil wetsuit, and if it gets cold, I'll just pee.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new rig and fizz as clear as gin, and a huge bathtub I can go diving in. Or I'll get a dive boat big enough for 10 plus me.
Tell me what you mean.
I'll need a dive car. is just past a depth of about 100 feet.
Been there, done that.
I want to dive all day and hang at tiki bars. Working on getting my advanced e-card. Some say I'm crazy, but that's okay for divers like me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'll get a dive knife, have my buddy do the same. I'd study the sea and know every fish by name. Cause we all wanna be just good divers. Even if people think we're shark fishing lures. The girls look good and go with the flow. As we all stay wet with scuba radio. And we'll all hang out at tiki bars. Or plan a night dive out under the stars. Everything looks bigger when you look down there. Where the guys need help and the girls don't care. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a diver. Hey, hey, I wanna be a diver.
Yes, everyone does. I am Greg the Dive Master, Lobster Slayer, Zen Master. Just take your pick. Liquor Boy, I've been called that before, too. Jeff Terode from South Florida Diving Headquarters, sometimes known or better known as Captain Cocktail, is on the line. He's fired up for lobster season, I know. And we've been talking about how to properly align yourself mentally to be one with the lobster so you can catch them when you go out and do your lobster hunting in South Florida, which I'm going to be doing. We're coming down there, and we're going to just take over the place. Right, Jeff?
Yeah, man, you ought to take some of those lessons from Martin, the free diving guy.
Yes.
He's able to slow his metabolism down and become one with the universe.
That's right, yeah. Martin Stepanek, world record free diving champion. A couple weeks they got a big, what is this, an exhibition or a competition they're doing in Fort Lauderdale or what?
Yeah, it's a competition. They'll have some of the judges on from the free diving competition. Judges will be there on hand to just if there's any record set or whatever, and they'll also be able to obviously make it, you know, certify whether it's a good dive or not. But they've got like 8 or 9 competitors competing for different levels, and we're going to take a whole group out. They could do this in the Gulf Stream, Greg. They create this big cross, and on each end of the cross is a line going down, and these are the descent lines. And then they tie the free diver to one of the descent lines. And that line has a pulley on it with a weighted end on the other end, so, and a clutch. So it free spools as they go down. If there's a problem, then they click the clutch on and the weight goes down and pulls them back up on the other end.
Ah, okay.
Pretty interesting how they do it.
Interesting, and, yeah.
And then we're going to put down, like a deco bar. A lot of people are familiar with that. You use 2 buoys and then a bar between them for, and we're going to sell probably 12 or 15 seats to people that want to go down and watch this. Feet that these guys do. Some of them are going to be going over 200 feet.
Wow.
So it's going to be pretty amazing. And we float in the Gulf Stream, which is really cool. You're suspended in space. It almost looks like sunbeam rays are coming up rather than going down. So it's a pretty neat event. If anybody's interested, obviously they can go to divefit.com. That's Martin's website, or they can give us a call. We can give them some more information about it as well.
Yeah, and that number is 1-800-771-DIVE, right, Jeff?
That's correct.
All right. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns. blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Hey, this is Tim from the Turk and Caicos Explorer 2.
You're plenty of the most girls I've shagged.
Till you have a chance to come and dive with me in the Turk and Caicos.
Mental, that one. I'm telling you.
Keep listening to Scuba Radio, world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Finally, something for the radio audience.
I fancy it.
Yeah, don't we all? I am Greg the Dive Master, and this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. On the line with me is the guy who might be joining me for a little lobster diving here in the coming days, and that is Captain Scott Hopp from WFFG, world's finest fishing grounds radio, and he's on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Scott?
Hey, Greg. Good to hear your voice. As usual, you sound fantastic.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Way
to brown nose there, Scott.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm good at that.
You know how to suck up to the lobster slayer, don't you?
The lobster slayer. You are. I guess this is time. You're coming down. I cannot wait to see you.
Well, I needed to get you on the horn because, yeah, I'm coming down that way. I want to get my fill of lobster, and I'm hoping that you've been scoping out some sites down there in the Keys all the way from Homestead all the way down to Key West, right? Do you got
the
GPS coordinates set out for me for where they're hanging or what?
I got my finger on the pulse of the lobster population. I know right where they're at. I know right where they're not. I know right where the nuclear explosions went off with all of the people from sportsman season. So we're going to keep you fresh, and we're going to keep you right in the know. Let's put it that way.
All right. So what is what are you hearing? What is the, you know, anecdotal evidence there in the Keys that you've come across? Like, are they in Key Largo, the Upper Keys, Middle Keys, Key West? What? Where are the lobsters congregating right now?
Marathon, number one.
Yeah.
Marathon, the Middle Keys, number one. Lower Keys, number two. Key West, weak. Key West, very weak. Marquesas, no good. Deep channels, dirty, creepy, the places that you would normally find big bull sharks and black tip sharks, that's where you're going to find your lobster.
Oh, okay, so you got to fight off the sharks, but if you can deal with that, you got a pretty good shot at getting the lobsters in the Keys.
Yes, it's a 100% chance you're going to limit out. That's the big thing, Greg. That's what everybody says. You ask them how they did diving, how they did for the lobster, they say, we limited it, or they said, we didn't get our limit. That's the level of, measure of how well you did. So what you do, you know, you've got to get your limit. That's the thing.
Well, that's how you, separate the professionals from the amateurs, right?
Or the lobster slayers from the lobster losers. That's what it is.
The lobster losers. I like
that. Right.
Actually, I used to be there, but not anymore.
Yeah. Well, I've seen you do it. Now, this is funny. We do this tongue-in-cheek, seriously. Okay, you and I have done this before together. And I got to tell you, when we did it in the places that we went, it was well after seasons were open, well after sportsmen, well after August 6th. And you did very well. You almost limited out in a time where they're difficult to find after the traps went out. You know, the commercial guys have already put their traps out. That's another piece of competition you got to deal with.
Right.
We tongue-in-cheek about being a lobster slayer as if you don't know what the heck you're doing, you know, kind of being funny, but you did really good. You know what you're doing.
Captain Scott Hopp is the only person we have on Scuba Radio who has dived with me for lobsters. Many other people you've heard on Scuba, Captain Cocktail, who was on earlier today, you know, he doesn't back me up. He's like, oh, yeah, lobster slayer, yeah, right. But here you go. Scott, you're the only one who actually tells the truth.
Well, I've lived it. I've lived it. Now, I was a little bit You know, I wasn't quite sure you had the talent that the Lobster Slayer, being in that position with the big L on your chest, I mean, that's a big, big weight to carry.
Yeah. Well, LS, it's you did an LS.
I mean, when you came out and you ended up with, I believe you ended up with five on a day where you could have had six.
Right.
That's your limit down here in the Florida Keys or anywhere throughout Florida, six per day per harvester. You had five on during a time when everybody else, it was basically picked over. So, you know, I've seen it. I've seen it. The Lobster Slayer lives, and it lives in the soul of Greg the Dive Master. I can tell you that.
Well, thank you very much. Now, I'm a lobster looper user.
Now, and yes, you are.
And what about you? What kind of technique have you been using to catch the lobster so far?
Teenagers. I'm a teenager user. I use my sons. I say, okay, go get them, boys.
Put the kids to work.
That's right.
They're getting
dinner. You know what? They love it. Remember, you're the best at things when it comes to work. If you're passionate about it, you're the best at it. And those boys are passionate about it. They get in the water. They get it done.
I like it. So Marathon, in that area, that seems to be a hot spot in the Keys from your perspective, huh?
Well, Marathon is where I kept hearing, oh, they were everywhere. Oh, they were everywhere. Marathon was very good. The Lower Keys was pretty darn good. It was almost equal, I would say, to last year, which was a banner year. The problem was, Greg, is the channels. They had to go to the deeper water Johnson Key Channel, Kemp Channel. Not on the in the contents where they normally are. There was plenty there, but the ones that got the guys that really did well were in the deeper, darker, murkier, heavy current water. There was nothing to see except for crawling across the bottom until you found an antenna sticking up or a couple of antennas, and then you got your lobster. It was one after another. Not the greatest dive as far as looking around and seeing things, but definitely productive for lobster.
Yeah, any rhyme or reason behind that, or is it just luck of the draw, that's the $84,000 question kind of thing?
$84,000 right back at you. That's it. That's
we just can't,
tell you.
As much as I try to be the lobster, I still can't quite figure out why they're here and why they're not there. And you know, that is, it's kind of a goofy thing because you can go to some areas that just seem like they're the perfect habitat for lobster, and they just won't be there on one day, and then the next day they might.
Well, you know what's happening, Greg, is they're saying that the Goliath grouper has a lot to do with the consumption of lobster. They're blaming Goliath grouper. Usually, if you're in an area where it looks like there should be lobster and you look around, there's going to be a Goliath somewhere within 50-foot radius, there's going to be a Goliath that made it his den, and that's what he's doing, is he's eating those lobsters. That's what they say.
Yeah, I've heard that, too, anecdotally. So, yeah, and that would make sense. I mean, that's what they eat, right? They love them lobsters just like we do.
Oh, they love those lobsters. Also, nurse sharks. If you have a lot of nurse sharks around, chances are you're going to see some remnants, some antennas, some legs, some all kinds of different debris from eaten lobster. Nurse sharks love crustaceans, and they'll eat them also.
Yeah, and I got to say, I have actually seen a situation where I saw a Goliath grouper get a lobster that another guy was trying to catch. He kind of came up behind him and snaked it away from him.
Slurped him.
Yeah, slurped him. Exactly. Just, and that thing is gone. I mean, it's like a 300-pound guy going up to an all-you-can-eat buffet, and it's like gone in 5 seconds. It's amazing stuff to see. This is the fun stuff that we get to think about for Florida lobster season. Next week, I'll be talking about how many I caught.
Here on the island.
Hopefully.
Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Radio.
Mon nom est Julie et je suis une plongeuse de Saint-Barth. Ok, for my American fan, my name is Julie and I'm a diver from Saint-Barth. J'aime énormément la scuba radio. I love scuba radio. Et spécialement, what's your name again?
Greg.
And especially Greg, the, how you say, dive master.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Yes, indeed. I'm heading down to South Florida to go catch me some lobsters. I can feel it. I got the, you know, I got the juju. I got my lobster juju in check, I think, and I'm feeling good. Matter of fact, my friend in South Florida is on the line, Mr. Neil Watson. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, pal. I'm doing great. You're talking about diving. This is my conditions, 80, 80, 80. You know, the weather temperature's got to be 80, the air temperature, water temperature, and visibility, and we're all three down here in South Florida right now. It's running about 87 degrees in the water.
Excellent. Now, I've been talking to some of my other South Florida friends here, Neil, and they've all been, like, finding out where the lobsters are for me. Now, you've done the same for me there in Fort Lauderdale as well, right?
Oh, absolutely, man. I'm the lobster whisperer.
Oh, you are? Okay,
oh,
well,
yeah,
then we need
to
team up.
And they're attracted to me. They just come out of the holes and swim right into the net.
Oh, that's a good combination, the lobster whisperer and the lobster slayer. We got to bring those two people together, and, man, we're going to have a big time indeed. So you've been doing a lot of traveling as well, right? You just got back from doing some stuff in the Keys, and I know you're...
Yeah, I was down with Slate, my buddy Slate. I get down there, you know, every month or so and go out and got to do the Spiegel Grove. It's such an amazing dive, and then... Of course, you know, my son's working over at Andros, and I pop over to see him every chance I can get. So I've been over there a couple of times in the last month. And now looking forward to doing some stuff local. So maybe we'll shoot out Saturday and go get a month's supply. Well, you can't get that many.
Yeah, I think we can get six apiece, something like that, right?
I think we can get six apiece.
But they can be like 6 foot long lobster, though.
Yeah, exactly. So, we'll do some diving Saturday. I got to fly out to Vegas on Sunday. Oh, poor me. I got a DEMA board meeting out there on Monday and Tuesday and then back on Wednesday. But, yeah, let's plan on going out getting wet Saturday.
All right. I like it. Like I said, just scope out the lobster. Start whispering now. We need all the help we can get. And then, of course, next week on the show, I'll have a full report for you on how we have fixed up these lobsters and eaten them accordingly. Yeah, you know a chef down there can help us out, right, Neil?
Absolutely. Yeah, Jeff will take care of it.
Okay, excellent. Good stuff. All right, that'll do it for this week's edition of The Big Show. Lobsters, I'm coming to get you. Until next week, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Take it away, Neil.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.